just pants and coat and a vest. That's all I remember, really. Now, they usually, their shoes were, they had these elastic sides in them, you know, where they could slip them on and get them on and off easy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess was what it was for.
Do you remember what those shoes might be called? Did you ever hear anything?
No, I really don't. They wasn't moccasins.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sandals.
Mm-hmm.
They just called them shoes.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard referred to as old man shoes. Mm-hmm. I've heard that said.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different shoes would you have? Maybe old styles and up till now?
All right, brogans.
Mm-hmm.
Way back they had what they called, well, this is a brogan boot.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd have a shoe like that, see? Brogan shoe, and slippers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have the, way back in Hoover days, I was talking about, we used what we called a boll weevil.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a cloth shoe,
completely
all of it cloth, that we'd plow in.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty comfortable following a mule all day. You get tired in the head. Well, so, you know, when you fly a mule all day, a good mule all day, you have walked 35 miles.
Uh-huh.
You make a 35 mile hike a day.
Mm-hmm.
You need something.
What kinds of clothes would you use to do a lot of work in?
Well, in the Army, you know, they call them fatigues.
Mm-hmm.
And we just call them work pants, maybe dungarees. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what this is, dungarees.
Mm-hmm. If
blue jeans, overall. Mm-hmm. Now, the overall was great. I didn't think about that a while ago, but yeah, about all of it. Working men back in my day wore what they call overalls. Now these older men, like was their seniors then, they didn't wear the overalls much. They wore pants, shirt and pants. But the working man, he wore overalls and coveralls, which I got some coveralls now. I work in them sometimes. Coveralls, that goes all over you when it's cold, you know. Put on over everything you got. Makes you warm.
Would the old men, would they grow their beards all along, or would they just begin to grow them?
No, most of them, it was a tradition. They were, all of them, if they had some age on, mostly had. Well, some of them wouldn't have this, and some of them have the mustache, long horn mustache. Some of them wouldn't have the mustache, and they'd have this.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd shave a little, most of them would, on the sides of you.
Mm-hmm.
Before you leave, I'll show you a picture of my daddy's granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy's granddaddy in Young Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got one that I don't remember him, but his picture.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one I never saw in my life. But he didn't grow. And they said he done it, he stayed there, he was that big rancher I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Said he grew it to protect his throat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just starts right here. He's clean shaved from here up. And it just starts right here and there's just a shawl of hair hanging right down here.
Uh-huh.
And then not a hair on his chin.
Uh-huh.
It just starts right there.
Gosh. I've never seen one like that either.
No, I never did. They said he wore it like that to protect his throat from the weather.
Uh-huh.
He stayed in the woods all night with the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And spend the night with them, you know, they called it bedding them down.
Mm-hmm.
He had cows all over his country from Blakely to down here in the fort, way down on the Bull River.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have herds at different places, you know, and a man to look at each herd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he stayed with them.
Mm-hmm.
This man stayed with them cows day and night. So long, then another man would relieve him. No, they didn't ride on them, leave them. They stayed with them.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's why he grew his beard that way.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty reasonable, pretty practical.
Said it kept his throat warm.